There is a topic that Frank has been pestering us about, and we say that with a great deal of affection, that it is apparent to us would be very helpful and useful to bring to the table. So on that note, we want to bring to you a more profound, immediate, and applicable use of the framing that we use when we say it is ridiculously easy to manifest cash. Now we're going to start at the beginning. So get ready for the Wells Fargo wagon because it's about to come over the hill. So your grandparents, great-grandparents, some relatives in the past, whether it was Wells Fargo or some other device, whether you were sitting on a hill or in the valley of a town in the mountains of the Western United States or somewhere else in the world, there was a time when you waited for that which you wanted to come into town because your local shopkeeper did not have everything. Yes, they had flour and sugar and this and that and the other, but the things like shoes fit to your particular feet, those you likely had to order. Maybe there was a cobbler in your town, but they might not have had all the best materials of the thing you wanted. So you sent away in some way, shape, or form, by letter or telegram or however you did so, and in several weeks or months, that which you had ordered was delivered to you. That if we move forward in time, you could go to the bank, down the street, downtown, wherever it was, stand in line and make your deposit and make your withdrawal. You could write a check and send it through the mail to pay your bills, and you could wait for checks to come to you to pay you for services or products that you were selling. When you were at work, you got a check or you got a pay envelope that included cash, but you had to stand in line for that, and you had to wait at the end of the week or at the end of the two-week period or at the end of the month or on the 15th or the 31st or whenever it was. Then there was a time when you could get into your automobile and drive to the bank and sit in line at the drive-thru and then make the deposit or take the withdrawal. Then if it was a Saturday and you had forgotten to get money out of the bank, you could go to the grocery store and have them cash a check for you so you could boogie down that night. Then eventually there were machines built into walls where you could take a plastic card and insert it and out would come a 20, a 50, a 100 or whatever it was that you wanted dispensed to you. Then suddenly, instead of being paid with a check, your employer was paying you with a draft that would send to your bank account, and you would wake up in the morning and there would be a deposit. And then someone handed you a device and said, this is a computer. It's a telephone, but it's also a computer. And then it became obvious that you could have cash sent to you almost instantaneously. And that's where you sit today. You have a device in your hand at this moment. And when you are manifesting cash, almost all of you, it is almost instantaneous. You have clients and customers who pay you, and they may be on the far side of the world, entering in the digits of their card or doing a bank transfer or whatever they're doing. But within seconds, you will know that you have been paid and you will be given that announcement. You've been paid, or there will be a symbol that will appear on your device, perhaps at the top, that says a payment has been received, or there will be an email that's sent to you, or all of the above. So the reason why we're saying this is because now the device, the banking system, these things are what you are wanting. Now, to be clear, we narrated this story as though you and your ancestors were just kind of walking along and suddenly you stumbled across a Wells Fargo wagon and suddenly you stumbled across a bank and suddenly you stumbled across a checkout counter at the grocery store that would let you cash checks, as though these things happened randomly to you. They did not happen randomly. These things arose to help you. They are manifestations of you. They came into being because of your desire. So the device that you have in your hand, likely right now, or the computer you're using to listen to these words, because none of you can hear this unless you have a computer or a device. So you're having the very tool that we're talking about in your hand or through the screen. Now, because of your desire, you get paid near instantly. And we do remind you, every piece and every part of your experience is your manifesting. So to the extent that the banking system you're interacting with, and many of you are in different countries, you're not all in the same country, so you have different banking systems that you interact with, but they all belong to you. The technology that made possible this device and the interconnectedness of this device and your ability to hear these words, this all belongs to you. The internet is your manifesting form. When we say it is ridiculously easy to manifest cash, there's two parts to this. This is the first part. When first we started interacting with our physical friends, we would often say, imagine that you're standing in line at the bank and you have a check that you are depositing, a check for a very large amount of money. And when you go up to the teller, you hand them the check, they put it into the account, they give you a receipt. And when you walk out of the bank, let's say it's a summer day and you're in an air-conditioned bank and you walk outside into the warmth of the day and the brightness of the light, and you look down at your receipt, here's your deposit and here's your available balance. And we would say, look at that receipt. The available balance is a large number. Isn't that nice? It's lots of digits. Now we say, look at your device. Look at the screen that says this is what you have on deposit. Or look at the report that you got this morning from your accountant that says here is the sum total of all of your accounts. And this is your available cash on hand. These are your assets, but this is your cash, which is what you have available to spend right now, which you can spend instantly. Now you can go to a shop or a store. You can go walking down the Champs-Élysées, casually shopping if you want to, or Fifth Avenue or Rodeo Drive or who knows where you might go. And you can have a wonderful time doing that. Or you can sit in the comfort of your own home, another thing you're manifesting. And some large company somewhere, all have different names, will deliver the thing that you're asking for, perhaps the same day, perhaps the next day, perhaps the day after that, which is a big, huge improvement over Sears Roebuck sending its products over the Wells Fargo distribution system. You are manifesting cash instantly. You did this. This did not happen to you. It's happening for you, but you did this. The fact that these things are so easy and so instantaneous, that's you. You're not one of 8 billion people floating around in a chaotic universe. You are singularly in the universe of your manifesting, your holographic universe, and these are components of it. It's ridiculously easy to manifest cash. Now, that's the first part. The second part is, okay, well, then how the fuck do I do it? Well, think about the things we've said. And then recognize what your individual experience is. And this is the important part. So the only person we're talking to right now is you. Yes, you, the person listening, you are the only person we're talking to. You have a very specific experience of instant manifesting of cash. Now, you can do it like people have done for years. Like you can come across cash on the ground, like a $20 bill walking down the street. And you just see one and there's nobody else there. It's obviously yours. You get to keep it under the well-known law of finders keepers. Or you could stumble across a bag of cash. The problem with finding bags of cash is, unless you're really good at coming up with really delicious backstories, it's likely that you don't have really a good backstory for a bag of cash. Now, we're not saying don't do that. We're just saying there's actually a much easier way. If the banking system is your manifesting form, then there's no way for cash to hit your account without it having some sort of corresponding trail that goes back to the sender. Just because right now you do not know who that sender might be, doesn't mean you can't have lots of cash coming in through your accounts. In fact, that's how all of your manifesting is. If we say you're a billionaire and you say, no, I'm not, look at my bank account, we say, no. Imagine that you have your, because a billionaire doesn't have a single bank account. That's not possible. In fact, it would be very unwise, and no bank would take that risk. It's a huge risk for the bank. So you, as a billionaire, you have lots of cash spread across lots of different currencies, undoubtedly, and lots of different accounts and different kinds of accounts, not just banks. So in the morning, when your accountant, because you're a billionaire, of course you have an accountant. When your accountant sends you the morning report, which they don't actually sit there at 6 in the morning sending out this report, they have a routine that runs and then gathers all this data and then sends it out to you. And you wake up in the morning and you see morning report and you open it up and you're like, oh, look, here's what I have now. And you see several digits when it comes to the sum total of all of your different accounts and investments. That's one way to do it, that you're looking at your device and you see this report. Now, more than one person has come to us with a dilemma about this other thing that we mentioned, about you look at your device and you see the symbol for whoever your pay agent is. It might be a bank, it might be something else. What all the kids use, they will use these words as verbs. I just blanked you this money. I just blanked you this money. I just blanked you this money. You may be one of those kids for all we know. But you would see on your device likely a symbol at the top that either represents a single payment or a whole bunch of payments clustered together. You will have likely an email account somewhere that says you got paid. And there's transaction ID numbers and things like that that trace back to where the money came from. Now, you're not in charge of any of that. You have no control over any of that, but it is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. For some of you, imagining that you see all these symbols on the phone is exactly what you're wanting. That you've got clients and customers, or who knows whether it's coming from, but the backstory will be there, because the one wonderful thing about the banking system is it doesn't like random bags of cash. It doesn't, for a lot of different reasons. That's also coming from you. So you may not know who the payer is, who is paying you as the payee. You may not know who that person is now, but when the money arrives, when the cash shows up in your account, you will know. Because there will be a backstory, and you'll likely, and this is something that you can practice, oh, I forgot that I have this client who's paying me thousands of dollars or thousands of pounds or euro. I forgot. That's where this cash came from. That's where that $50,000 came from. Oh, I forgot. That's a good practice, because in particular, if you're accustomed to kind of walking around trying to control how things work, saying, I forgot, and you feel a little silly or maybe a little stupid or maybe like, I wonder what's going on with my head. There's nothing going on with your head. This is the backstory popping in to tell you why. Because you're really good at consistency and permanency, and this is part of the permanency and consistency thing. So there are two ways to do this, as we've just said. There's the my morning report, and if you're a billionaire, and we're not saying you should be at all, but the problem that we've noticed is that those who get really annoyed with the I see lots of symbols on my phone and I see payment, when we say, oh, well, what if you just had a morning report? You don't, your device no longer shows you all the payments you receive. Your device would be constantly going off all the time. So you get a morning report instead because somebody else is handling it for you capably, powerfully, magically, wonderfully, delightfully, and deliciously so. We've had conversations with some of our friends where they said, well, I don't want an accountant. And we said, but what if what you did is you went to a meeting like once a month at some really cool place where all of you got together and your accountants were like, well, we need to go over these things. You need to sign off on this stuff. And you're like, cool. And you're like with the coolest people you've ever worked with. And you're like, I can't believe your accountants are so like hip and cool and awesome and funny. Like, you're not like the accountants my dad had or my mother had or my parents had or my grandparents had. I wasn't expecting this. And then one of them was like, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. And you're like, oh, and everybody laughs because it's fun to be there with the accountants. And you're there like at a resort somewhere, whether you go there for a day, you do your thing, you sit by the pool, you have your Mai Tai or whatever, and then you go on jet off somewhere else once you're done. And it's like, what's your favorite time of the month? Oh, my favorite time of the month is when I go see the accountants. And I'm like, oh, sure, because it's money. And you're like, no, because they're fun. They're like the coolest kids that work for us. What we're saying here is you want to pay attention to what you actually want. Do not, we repeat, do not try to shoehorn yourself into something you've heard us say and then try to make yourself fit to that. Every entity that you externalize as a voice, whether it's this one or your neighbor or your spouse or your child or your parent, and they're yada, yada, yada at you and they're talking, part of what they're doing is they have an independent perspective from yours that is there specifically to help you because they're bringing to you points of contrast that are specifically designed to be heard outside of your head. That's what we're doing. That's what these conversations are for. When we say, here's what you could do, here's what you could do, here's what you could do, we do not mean, and you should be doing this. Not at all. We mean, here are some possibilities. Now you pay attention and you take what we're doing and you sit with it and start feeling your way into it and talk to yourself about it. Maybe get a friend who is of like mind that you can go back and forth and say, what would it look like for you? What would it look like for you? Now we're hinging very closely to teaching territory, but this is not really teaching. We're reminding you how this actually works. When you take something that belongs to you, and you really do make it your own, the very thing we're describing is one possible way that you apply that. Don't take our word for it when we say manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. Pay attention to what we've said and see if there's anything you agree or disagree with, and then go in with you and your helpers and sit down with it and hash it out. Now, having said that, we've given you the backstory. This is the history of the banking system for most people in most parts of the world. It's something like what we just described. There has been a progression in recent history from things far away coming together to then things being present and immediate, like the bank got closer and closer to you. It was easier and easier to get to until finally the bank was like literally sitting in your hand through the device you were holding. So that's the first part. The second part is, okay, what do you do with it? There are two possibilities. One is you could imagine having a daily report. For those of you who are really interested in alignment with fast wealth, which is most of you listening to this, that's probably going to be the one that's easiest to get to, or that's where we would start. The other possibility is bing, 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 all the different symbols and all the different announcements and all the different emails. That may be something that feels more in alignment with where you are now. One is not better than the other. There's the one that's right for you. And there's probably more possibilities than just this. But we want to start off here by saying, here are the two ways you can do this. Now, you start imagining this and you start feeling your way into it, which means you start imagining, for instance, the daily report. And you're like laying in bed, thinking about it. And you can imagine yourself like looking at the screen as you're lying in bed in the morning and you're kind of like squinting a little bit because you still kind of got morning eye and you're like looking at the report and you're like, oh, I really like this number. And you're like, oh, that feels good. And it kind of like goes back to sleep and thinks, well, that's just really fun. Because it is really fun. So then as you are feeling your way into this and you can feel the expansion of the idea, eventually this is just manifesting 101. Eventually the idea expands beyond you to where it moves out of your reach, which means you're done with it. And then when you say to yourself, but I don't have enough money, Then you stop and you say, but it's on the morning report. I do. I'm a billionaire. Or whatever word it is that floats your boat. This is what we would call the practice of it. But don't put your attention on the practice of it. Don't prepare for the ways in which you're going to doubt what is going on. And certainly do not prepare for how you're going to conquer that doubt. Just simply let the ship come in on the calm ocean and be allowing of the very thing you're desiring. Remember, your main job is to not put the pillow over your face. As we talked about before, everything about the way you move about in the holographic universe is designed around the shape and form of your body. So clothes are not designed to like smother your face. You don't worry about random pillows being like swung down from trees or people like then put them in your face so that you can't breathe anymore. That never happens. So you do not need to, in the same way that you don't have to worry about randomly not being able to breathe because somebody put a pillow over your face. It's just not really on the table. You also don't need to worry about how money is coming to you, how cash is rising up, because it's always rising up and you're always having more of it. But even that, the because is not really that important. Logic is not going to be that helpful here. At some point, you just decide, no, I am a billionaire. I'm either a billionaire or I'm pretending like I'm not. And those are the only two choices. And again, use whatever word you want instead of billionaire. Now, if it is your pleasure to think about announcements on a device that say you got money, you got money, you got money, then what you want to see is that as you're going through the day, you're looking at your screen and you're pleasantly delighted. You're pleasantly surprised because there's more cash that has risen up and you can see it. Or you hear the ding or the announcement by the voice that says, you got money. And you kind of like, oh, that's funny. I love that. It's amazing. I love it every time that happens. You can imagine yourself walking around telling friends like, oh, I just love that sound. And they're like, what is that sound? They're like, I just got paid. I'm like, wow, that's that sound? I've heard that sound like 50 times since we've been in this conversation. And you're like, yes, because I got paid 50 times. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Or how do you do that? And then you're like, well, here's what you could do. And you start, because almost all of you are teachers in some form or another. You certainly have the capacity to take this if it is of use to you and you feel it is of use to your students, whoever they may be, whether they're casual or formal, and say, well, the way this works is blah, 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 because you'll know better than we can. We're not teachers. We're just reminding you of what you're already capable of doing and what many of you have already been doing for quite some time. Now, the final thing we'll say here is pay attention to what has been happening throughout this conversation. Is there anything you've heard that has annoyed you? And if there is, we'd recommend if it's persistent, if it just keeps like ringing up and you're like, I can't wait for these ghosts to be done because I'm very annoyed by this idea, then sit with that and feel your way into it. Go down into it and allow it to move through you. Or turn away from it and just be like, yeah, I don't care. Manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. We have spent a lot more time talking about this in this one conversation, in this one recording, than it takes for you to manifest a whole boatload of cash. It is not difficult. If you are tempted, and we say this with a grain of salt, because tempted is not a word that we have much use for because it's kind of ridiculous, but we're going to use it here. If you're tempted to make this a difficult process, you're going off key. You're moving away from what you're actually wanting. This is ridiculously easy. And for some of you, it can be very powerful to walk around saying, manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. Some of you will remember the commercial where someone was drinking a soda pop and they suddenly remembered, gee, I could have had a V8. And they kind of hit themselves on the head with the back of their hand, with the palm of their hand. Gee, I could have had a V8. I could have had a V8. You could go around saying the same thing. When you start worrying about where money's going to come from, you're like, money falls out of the sky. It's ridiculously easy to manifest cash. And then if resentment comes up, well, why can't I have it? Why don't I have it now if it's so easy? These fucking ghosts get mad at us. That can be helpful. Feel free to just curse us out up one side and down the other, a blue streak. Just go right ahead and run with it. Not going to do us any harm. It's not going to have any impact on us. And then when you kind of, when your fit is over, then you can sit there and feel your way into the resentment or the anger or the sadness or whatever it is and let that move. Or turn your attention away from it, whichever one is easier. What we're doing here, in a way, is we're responding to an ongoing conversation, and we're going to come to a close with this. We're responding to an ongoing conversation we've been having with Frank, where he just wouldn't sit down and listen to us long enough for us to have all these things that we wanted to say to him put on the table. So now we've done it for him, and if it's of benefit to you, we know that's wonderful and delicious indeed, for you're here and you're listening to this, so you're manifesting it. So there's something about this that is helpful for you, and you are the one who will know what that is. And it may be lots of things, not just one. But the bottom line is, we cannot say it more often than we do. We just couldn't say it too much. Manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. We've laid out the argument for it. We've given you the logic. And for once, our logic here is impeccable. The logic about what is happening and the history of how this has occurred. Now, you may not agree that the banking system belongs to you or that you're the one who manifested all this. But look, the evidence is plain and clear. Toss back 100, 150 years ago and compare it to now. How easy is it for you to give a pair of shoes at this moment compared to your ancestors of yore? And by the way, and your shoes are infinitely more comfortable. That's another conversation for another day, perhaps. But it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. And for those of you who 100 years ago would have been wearing corsets of some stripe or variety, notice too how much easier all of that is. It's easier not because of the progress of civilization, as a historian might say, or as an anthropologist might say. It's easier because you have a desire for more of what you're wanting and you're having it. Plainly look at it in the eye and say, you're right, not us, not ghosts, not we are right. But look at your reality and say, you're right. This is a lot easier. This is a lot easier, significantly easier in my lifetime. I don't even have to bring any ancestors into it. This is easier than it was 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, however long you've been doing this around, going around this son of yours. So, this is our offering to talk specifically about why it is and how it is and how you can benefit from and how you can use this idea that manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. And again, if you do nothing else, it might be helpful to just walk around today and just kind of like bop yourself on the head every now and then and be like, ah, I forgot. Manifesting cash is ridiculously easy. How did I forget this? Put yourself in the position of being the one who is having. You're not on the sideline. You're not benefiting from incidental experiences. You are at the center of all of this. It's very easy to manifest cash. Extremely easy. There's nothing functionally in the way. And your job, if you want to take it, it's not really a job, but it's something you can consider, is to just simply just not put the pillow over your face anymore. This is ridiculously easy. Ridiculously easy. So, with that, we bring this conversation to a close. We thank you very much for being part of this, bringing it forth, for this has been quite delicious from us, from our end, for us. Very delicious, very wonderful, very magical, and quite powerful indeed.